Blog Talk Radio.
Uja, which means
Uja.
Uja. Uja. Hetep.
Which means greeting. Welcome and thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the Shaitan Eter Even Devotional Worship Program, the Hymns of the Moon Wisdom Series, reading number 77, page 222. This is Thursday, June the 2nd, the year 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar, based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shem Tut Eku Mahat. If you are a first-time listener, Shaitan Neter means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic mysteries. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, the gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing. Bot Ua, which is meditation, and the Tef Neteru Simapot, which is the movements of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shaitan Neter spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her or his presence and move closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him or her in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self of the Shetty discipline of Uwashu. You are welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: The Chants, Priors, How to Create Your Altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Moata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this evening program will be taken from the ebook Egyptian Yoga Volume 2, which is also by Dr. Moata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You'll enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Natarian Creed, Esalamun, videos, question and answers about Kemetic culture, spirituality and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also click on our go-to bookstore. On this link, you will be able to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Shams Beket Asura and myself are members of the Sema Institute and the Shata Netur Temple of Aset, under the leadership of Sibai Ma, Dr. Moada Ashby, and Sibai Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, I say greetings, Shams Beket. Greetings.
Uja, Shams Aku. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing Nefer. How about yourself?
Nefer as well. Well, Uja, and greetings to our Dua. Uja, and greetings to our listening audience, either live or via the archive. And we will begin our Ushet this evening with our altar ritual by kneeling and then bowing before the covered altar, which is facing west, with our hands in the Dua pose, meaning that our palms are facing out towards the altar and our head lightly touching the floor, if you're able to do so. This is a sign of humility to the higher self. Now gently rise up and uncover your altar. This symbolizes the unveiling of the illusions in order to reveal our higher nature. Next is the lighting of our candle, which symbolizes the Aku, or divine light within, that is to be awakened. Now we'll light our incense, or if you happen to have an oil diffuser, that is acceptable as well. The lighting of the incense symbolizes the fragrance of your personality, which will exude with a divine odor that will rise up and attract as well as commune with the divine. Then we'll pour our libation, pouring purified water from one container to the next, pouring continuously and silently. This libation is used in place of the ancient Hotep stone and symbolizes the one-pointed flow and focus of the mind towards the divine. Next, we'll place our offering, a live fruit or vegetable item, in front of the altar. Now let us return to a comfortable position. And we'll take a few cycles of conscious breathing in and out of the nostril. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, and the last one, inhale, exhale. Let us recite our divine offering, call and response. Hotep dinasu netera. Anpu ekwat nepta jesu, perkeru ka kape, dinetarari makeru.
Mutadina sunatara Anpulep wap metajase Perkeru kakakas Inasari maukeru Otepina sunatara Anpulep wap metajase Perkeru kakakas Sinatari makeru Otebdi nasu nasara Anku epwap neptajasar Perkeru kakakad Sinatari makeru
Otebdi nasu natera Anpu epwat neptajasa Perkeru kakaped Zinatarari makeru
Otepi nesu netara Anpu epwat neptajasa Perkeru kakaped Sinatari makeru
Otepina sunatara Anpu epwat netajasa Perkeru kakaped Sinatari makeru
Otepina sunatara Anpu epwap neptajasar Perkeru kakapet Sinatari makeru. Translation. Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and Wepwap, opener of the ways, lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beasts, which is complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, which is complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech and enlightened being. Hetep.
And now we will recite the Natarian Creed, what we believe. As a Natarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shatout Neta, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Nebajer, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebajer proceed all the Neteru, which are the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds and the entire universe. Since Nebajer manifests as the Neteru, Nebajer can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one Supreme Being, Nebajer, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one Supreme Being, Nebajer. As a Natarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebajer. As a Natarian, I also believe that the Supreme Being I call Nebajer is the same Supreme Being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebajer established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, meaning positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner, meaning negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Natarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I upheld Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, my spirit, will become one with Nebajur for all eternity. This is called Nahast, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative body, and my ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhemank, or reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shetop Neter, by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which include study of the wisdom teachings, Rek Ab, devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Nebajur provided the Shetitu, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Metu Neter, the hieroglyphic scripture, so that the Shemsu followers might study the wisdom teaching of Shetat Neter. Two most important Neterian scriptures are the Pertem Heru and the Hesu Amun. And the most important Neterian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will discover the Shetat, or mysteries of life, and become Ma'ak Heru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Hetzef. Now let us recite the four great truths of Shetat Neter. Ma'ur and Shetat Neter. Call and response. Aneter. Ua ua nebajurim neteru.
Ha neter. Ua ua nebajurim neteru.
Ha neter. Ua ua nebajurim neteru.
Ha neter. Ua ua. Nebajurim neteru.
Pa neter. Ua ua. Nebajurim neteru.
Pa neter. Ua ua. Nebajurim neteru.
Pa neter. Ua ua. Nebajurim neteru.
Ha neter, ua ua, nebajurim neteru. Translation: the Neter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone. And as Nebajur manifests in everywhere and in all things, in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary: Nebajur means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit, which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetan religion.
Anat, Sui Sayuset, Sekemen.
Anat, Sui Sayuset, Sekemen.
Anak, Sui Sahuset, Sekemen.
Anak, Sui Sahuset, Sekemen.
Anak, Sui Sahuset, Sekemen.
Anak, Sui Sahuset, Sekemen.
Anmat, Sui Sayuset, Sekemen.
Anmat, Sui Sayuset, Sekemen. Translation, lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary, when a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netaru of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the feathers of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Say washu, say nafu, and sayu 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 set. Translation. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the feathers of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Mahat. Mahat is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Mahat mean practicing Shetty, spiritual practices and discipline. Washu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called Dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outward towards the image of divinity.
Ari Shetty Rekabim Makeru.
Ari Shetty Rekabim Akeru.
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 Ari Shetty Rekabim Akeru. Translation. The practice of the Shetty disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shetty means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries that should talk and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shetat traditions and the Simatawi yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths, related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these netaru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Attack. And now we'll have recitation for Ushat at sunset. The following is a hymn to the Supreme Being in the form of Tem, or the setting sun. In the theology surrounding the god Ra, Ra is seen as a representation of the Supreme Being, Neter, Ta Neter. As such, Ra is depicted as the sun, and the sun has three phases which it manifests every day. These phases are the morning, the middle of the day, and the setting sun. Thus, we have the following quotation. In the myth of Ra and Aset, Ra says, I am Kepara in the morning, and Ra at noonday, and Temu in the evening. Thus, the following hymn is effective for the evening hours, prior to practicing intense meditation, and also at the time of death. In the mystical mythology of the ancient Egyptian city of Anu, the sun city, it is understood that Ra travels in bark, which is itself the sun. From this bark hang cords by which those who are righteous can grab hold of in order to be lifted onto the boat. Thus, through the practice of Mahat, righteous living, one is able to be raised to the company of Ra, who travels on the boat of millions of years, eternity, and thus attain immortality and communion with God. For more on this teaching, see the book, An Union Theology, Resurrecting Asar.
A hymn to Ra Tem, from the papyrus of Lady Mut Hetep. The Lady Mut Hetep says, O Ra Tem, in thy splendid progress, thou risest and thou settest as a living being in the glories of the western horizon. Thou settest in thy territory, which is in the mount of sunset, Manu. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Homage, Ushet, to thee, O thou who art in peace. Homage to thee, O thou who art in peace. Thou art joined unto the eye of Tem, and it chooseth its powers of protection to place behind thy members. Thou goest forth through heaven, thou travelest over the earth, and thou journeyest onward. O luminary, the northern and the southern halves of heaven come to thee, and they bow low in adoration, and they do homage unto thee day by day. The gods of Amentet rejoice in thy beauties, and the unseen places sing hymns of praise unto thee. Those who dwell in the Sextet book go round about thee, and the souls of the East do homage to thee. And when they meet thy majesty, they cry, Come, come in peace. There is a shout of welcome to thee, O Lord of heaven and governor of Amenthet. Thou art acknowledged by Aset, who seeth her son Heru in thee, the Lord of fear, the mighty one of terror. Thou settest as a living being in the hidden place. Thy father, Tatunen, raiseth thee up, and he placeth both his hands behind thee. Thou becomest endowed with divine attributes in thy members of earth. Thou wakest in peace, and thou settest in Manu. Grant thou that I may become a being honored before Asar, and that I may come to thee, O Ra Tem. I have adored thee. Therefore do thou for me that which I wish. Grant thou that I may be victorious in the presence of the company of the gods. Thou art beautiful, O Ra, in thy western horizon of Amentet, thou Lord of Ma'at, thou being who art greatly feared and whose attributes are majestic. O thou who art greatly beloved by those who dwell in the Duat. Thou shinest with thy beams upon the beings that are therein perpetually, and thou sendest forth thy light upon the path of Rastal. Thou openest up the path of the double lion god Akir. Thou settest the gods upon their thrones and the spirits in their abiding places. The heart of Naref, meaning Anrutes, a region of the netherworld, is glad when Ra setteth. The heart of Naref is glad when Ra setteth. Hail, ye gods of the land of Amentet, who make offerings and oblations unto Ra-Tem. Ascribe ye glory unto him when ye meet him. Grasp ye your weapons, and overthrow ye the fiend Siba on behalf of Ra, and repulse the fiend Nept on behalf of Asa. The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice and lay hold upon the cords of the Sextet boat, and they come in peace. The gods of the hidden place who dwell in Amentet triumph. And we'll pause 1 minute for silent meditation.
Nook puk nook a sarasar. 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 Nook, nook, a star, a star.
Next, we'll have the Pertem Haru, Chapter 8, a conversation between Asar, the initiate, and God in the form of Asum. These are the words which, when spoken and understood, protect an aspirant from dying a second time. These words are to be spoken by Asar, the initiate, who is righteous of speech. O Jehuti, what is it that has come into being through the conflict of the children of Mut? They have engendered unrighteousness, and have created fiends, and they have slaughtered themselves, animals, and nature. They have created for themselves feathers by their doings, which render them weak. Give them, O great Jehuti, a commandment of the tomb, so that their unrighteousness may not be seen, so that you will not experience that. Shorten their ears, shorten their mouths, because they have committed unrighteousness toward you in secret. I am your palate, and I even brought you the ink pot as well. I am not among those with hidden unrighteousness. There is no wrongdoing within me. These words are spoken by me. O Atum, I am Asar. Tell me, what place is this that I have come to? There is no water here,
There is no air, and there is a great darkness.
In this plane, you have no physical body. Therefore, you may live here through peace of heart. Moreover, there is no sexuality here. In place of water, air, bread, bear, and lovemaking, I have given you the opportunity to attain the state of Aku, together with peace of heart. Atum has decreed that my face should be seen, and that I should not suffer the things that cause pain. Every god is sending his throne to the leader of eternity. It is thy throne given to thy son, Heru. Atum, holding what was sent to him by the elder divinities, commanded this. It is he who has been ruling thy throne. It is he inheriting the throne within the island of Double Fire. Command that I may be seen, as I am his double, and that my face may see the face of Lord Atum. What is the duration of life? It has been decreed for millions of years of duration. It is given to me to send the old ones. After that period of time, I am going to destroy all created things. It is the earth that came forth from Nun, now coming forth into its former state.
I am fated with Asar, done for me to become images of the serpent, not knowing they, the people, and not knowing the gods and goddesses, the excellent beauty that I made for Asar, which are greater than all the gods and goddesses. I gave to him the desert. His son Heru is his heir on his throne within the island of Double Fire. I make also a divine ruling place for him in the divine boat of millions of years. It is Heru who is now established on the Serap. For those who are beloved and who are attaining sturdiness, furthermore, the soul of Set, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses, was sent. It is given to me to make feathered his soul within the divine boat, for his desire is feared by divine body parts. Hail, Father mine, Asar. Do make for me what you did for thy father Ra. The achievement of long life on earth, achieving the throne, health, progeny, and endurance for my tomb, and my loved ones who are on earth. Grant that my enemies be destroyed, that the scorpion goddess may be on top of them, feathering them. Father mine Ra, make thee for me these things, Ankh, Uja, Senath, life, vitality, and health. Heru is now firmly established on his Seret. Give thee movement in course of time, that of advancing towards blessedness. That's it. And we'll now have our closing devotional prayer of aspirin. Amasu Impaneter Sake Su Eminence Impaneter Atuanama Kiriparu Give thyself to God Keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today. For God, for God. And let tomorrow be as today. Hatef.
Hatef. And now we'll have our daily chants of Shachat Mata and Smaya Kawi, or evening worship. Call in response. Om Amun Ra Pata.
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 Om Amun Ra Pata. The One Divine Self manifests in and the Trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe. Om Asara Sed Heru.
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 Om Asara Sed Heru. The One Divine Self manifesting and the Trinity of the Divine Father, Divine Mother, and Divine Child. Om Mati Ma Keru.
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 Om Mati Ma Keru. The One Divine Self manifests in as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth. Assist me in attaining spiritual enlightenment. Amaswam panatair, sakaswam nantam panatair, atwanama kiripaharu.
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 Give thyself to the goddess. Keep thou thyself daily for the goddess. And let tomorrow be as today.
Otepti sinatiri matuaj.
Otepti sinatiri matuaj.
Otepti sinatiri matuaj.
Hotati sanata iri matuwash.
Hotati sanata iri matuwash.
Hotati sanata iri matuwash.
Hotati sanata iri matuwash.
Hotati sanata iri matuwash. A peace offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of health. Duara, 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 kipera.
Duara, 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 kipera.
Duara, 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 kepera.
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 Duara, 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 kepera. Adorations to Ra. Adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Dua sa unnefer netera. Dua sa herabdu. Dua sa nebjeta. Dua sa sutenheren. Dua star unafernetera. Dua star herabu. Dua star nejeta. Dua star sutene.
Dua star unafernetera. Dua star herabu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutenhe.
Dua sar unafernetera. Dua sar herabdu. Dua sar nebjeta. Dua sar sutenhe.
Dua sa unnefer netera. Dua sa herabdu. Dua sa nebjeta. Dua sa sutenhe.
Dua sa unnefer netera. Dua sa herabdu. Do a song and jet on. Do a song to sing.
Do a song never netted on. Do a song her abdu. Do a song and jet on. Do a song.
Do a star never net around. Do a star here to. Do a star never net around. Do a star. Suits and hay. Dua Asar Unefer Netara, adoration to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Dua Asar Air Abdu, adoration to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Dua Asar Net Jeta, adoration to Asar, Lord of forever. Dua Asar Sutan He, adoration to Asar, King of Eternity. Net net dua net sefekera senua.
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 Nana duana sefekeras senuas.
Nat nat duana sefekeras senuas.
Nana duana sefekeras senuas.
Nat nat duana. Sefekera Senuen. Goddess Net, adoration to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form. And in creation unveiled to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Dua heteru netrita. Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita.
Dua heteru netrita. Adoration to Heteru, the great goddess. Maharam Kumar.
Maharam Kumar.
Maharam Nebute.
Mat Nebute.
Kahe Namah.
Kahe Namah.
Anke Namah.
Anke Namah.
Asi Namah.
Asi Namah.
Maharam Kumar.
Maharam Kumar.
Mahamebute.
Mat Nebute.
Kahe Namah.
Kahe Namah.
Anke Namah.
Anke Namah.
Asi Mama.
Asi Mama. Ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at nebutem. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Ka hena ma'at. Rise in the morning with ma'at. Ankh hena ma'at. Live with ma'at. Ha sima ma'at. Let every limb join with ma'at, meaning let her guide your actions. Sua Ma'at Nebuten. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are. Nebnetu, Nebcheru, Erastut, Ahaneteru Dembiu.
Nebnetu, Nebcheru, Erastut. Ahana tu dandiyu.
Neb me tu, neb jeru, erasut, ahana tu dandiyu.
Neb me tu, neb jeru, erasut, ahana tu dandiyu.
Neb me tu, neb jeru, erasut, ahana teru dendiyu.
Nabmetu, nabjadu, erasu, ahana teru dendiyu.
Nabmetu, nabjadu, erasu, ahana teru dendiyu.
Nabmetu, nabjadu, erasu, ahana teru dendiyu. Meaning, all words, all spoken about me from outside of me. For example, others saying things about me, but also from inside of me, negative, egoistic self-talk, which based on fear, anger, insecurities, frustrations, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together, they stand up for me on my behalf. Okay. And we'll now continue with our healing chant, compiled and composed by Sabama and Shemzari.
Do all second.
Do all second.
Arima.
Ankujasana.
Do a second.
Do a second.
Arima.
Ankujasana.
Do a second.
Do a second.
Arima.
Ankujasana.
Do a second.
Do a second.
Arima.
Ankujasana. 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 Ankujasana.
Adoration to Goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Peta. And now we'll have our prayer for the second Shoten. May Aset heal us as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asa. O Aset, great of words of power, heal us, save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son, Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day, saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who have spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible bad, evil, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds.
This is from the ancient Egyptian Kemetic Medicine Ebers Papyrus. Hetep. And now we have come to the very special segment of our program, the Listening to the Teaching, which will be taken from the e-book, Egyptian Yoga, Volume 2, by Dr. Moata Ashby. We will be reading from page 222 of the e-book, the first paragraph. The voyage of Ra is depicted as two boats. One travels through Nut, the heavens, during the day, shining upon the physical world as symbolized by the morning and the noonday sun. The other travels through the Duat, or the astral plane, or netherworld, at night, as symbolized by the setting sun, providing the light of consciousness, which shines in the astral world. The light of the astral consciousness, meaning dream state, which illumines the thoughts of the mind, is an effulgent, subtle light, not to be confused with the physical forms of light, such as that which is given off by a light bulb. So Ra illumines the physical world as well as the astral world.
The voyage through the heavens corresponds to the waking state of human consciousness. The Duat represents the cosmic astral plane that corresponds to the dream state of human consciousness. Thus, we're led to understand that Ra, the self, traverses through the different states of consciousness and encompasses all of them. In Chapter 17 of the Ancient Egyptian Book of Coming Forth by Day, it is stated that the divinity within the common folk, that is to say, ordinary human beings, is none other than Ra, the supreme self. Therefore, it is in reality Ra who is moving from plane to plane, and it is Ra, the light of consciousness, who is the ultimate reality in every human being. Thus, the ego in a human being is an illusionary development based on ignorance of the higher underlying reality. The soul of every human being is Ra, the supreme being.
The bark of Ra, the manjit, the movement of the self, courses through all regions of existence, including the earth, which is the physical plane or realm, and the sektet hetepet, or duat, the astral plane or realm. Ra possesses another bark, known as the Mesket boat, the boat that travels in the nighttime through the Duat, or Amentet, of disembodied souls, and the transcendental world, that is, the peaceful abode of those who join with Ra, meaning God. Those who achieve entry into the intermediate world must be equipped with the proper qualities because they must be ready to recognize and welcome the divine. In line 19 of the hymn of Ra Tem from the papyrus of Mutetep, mystical insight into the Duat, the voyage of Ra, and its significance to every soul are given.
The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice and lay hold upon the cords of the sect tech boat, and they come in peace. The gods of the hidden place who dwell in the Amentet triumph. When souls leave the physical realm,
please continue.
When souls leave the physical realm, or when, through spiritual practice and having attained purity of heart, they are able to achieve psychic contact with the intermediate world, the nether world, the Duat. They can go close to the region of Amenfis and wait for the time when the bark will pass. This waiting period is beset with dangers from demons that would like to not only stop the voyage of Ra, but stop the spiritual movement of souls. These demons are a figurative way to describe the unconscious failings and demonic tendencies in the human psyche, such as anger, fear, desire, greed, depression, gloom, and desires of all kinds for earthly pleasure and experiences of the senses. Through the purifying process of the spiritual disciplines, the mind, heart, can be purified and thus be prepared, and thus prepare the soul to grasp the cords of the sextet boat when the time comes. Taking hold of the cords symbolizes the will of the initiate to direct his or her mind towards the divine through recitation of hymns, oblations, offerings, love and devotion, study, reflection, and meditation on the teachings, which lead to a direct experience of recognition and identification with the divine. The act of joining Ra in his bark is a metaphor of human beings who has transcended all level of creation, differentiated matter in the physical waking, astral dream, and causal unconscious. Going onto the bark is a symbol of dissolving the consciousness of duality and the Trinity in order to become one with Ra.
And this will conclude the teachings for this evening. Dua Seba Ma, Dua Seba Ja. We'll pick up next week, Reincarnation and Enlightenment, on page 223, Hetep. And now I'd like you to find a comfortable position as we prepare for our brief breathing exercise and brief meditation. And you may choose to find yourself in a comfortable position by either lying on the floor with your legs and arms spread slightly, or sitting in a cross-legged yogic position, or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, shoulders squarely over the hips, and your back straight. Now gently close your eyes. We will be breathing deeply and rhythmically in and out of the nostrils. When we inhale, we're going to expand the abdomen and follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And when we exhale, we're going to gently contract the abdomen toward the spine. So let us begin. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. Now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Release all tension you may feel in your body. Inhale, follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead. And gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Let go of any frustrations you may have had during the day. Inhale, follow your breath. And gently exhale and contract your spine, your abdomen toward the spine. Release all negative thoughts, any agitation. Now let us add our chant for this evening, which would be Om Amun Ra Pata. I will call the chant and you may respond mentally. Om Amun Ra Pata. Om Amun Ra Pata. repeat the chant mentally. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the chant. Om Amun Ra Pada. Now we'll add our visualization for this evening. Off in the distance, you see something, but you're not quite sure what it is. But it feels familiar to you. It moves closer to you. As you move closer to it, slowly, gently moving closer to each other. And now you realize it is Amun who is coming to you. As you are coming to Amun. He lifts his arm to place them on your shoulders. As you lift your arms to place them around Amun. This is the divine embrace of Amun. It feels warm, loving, whole, full, and complete. Rest here in the divine embrace of Amun. Om Now gently
Amun lifts his arms from your shoulders as you gently remove your arms from around Amun. You step away from each other slowly and gently, moving further and further away from each other. But you rest in the knowledge that this will not be the last embrace of a moon. Gradually come back to waking consciousness and gently open your eyes. Hetep, 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 hetep.
In order to learn more about Chaitanya Nectar, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, question and answer about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio, Chaitanya Nectar Archive for inspirational programming, such as our Glorious Light Meditation System series, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Each Sunday at 8:30 a.m., we have our morning devotional service, which with readings from the Asarian Resurrection series from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology, with Shemparit Netheres Mary Mahasi, Shemparit Mary Otan, Asar Jehutunet, and myself, Shemparit Asat Mahas. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Ahura, which is located at 6099 Patilo Way in Latonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship, guided over by Priest Huat Setman Elwa. For further information, you can contact him at 678-437-7768. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, you can visit the Temple of Amun for Sunday devotional worship, presided over by Ua Vlatim. His number is 704-780-5769 for Unut Amunzi, and her number is 704-968-6200. Also, be sure to check your email for directions on how to join Sibama via anymeeting.com
on Saturdays as he presents his new book, Egyptian Book of the Dead, Hieroglyph Translations, Understand the Monistic Path to Enlightenment through Direct Readings of the Sacred Signs and Symbols of Ancient Kemet, Language with Trilinear Deciphering Methods. Also, save the date to join us for our 2016 Unitarian Conference to be held December 29, 2016 to January 1st, 2017 at the Calvin Center near Atlanta, Georgia. And we have exciting news also about the trip to Kemet coming in October, on October 1st through October 10th, 2016. So stay tuned for more information on that as well. Our final appeal, our announcement tonight, is for an appeal for donation partners to keep our program on the air. Please make a kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by going to paypal.com and using our PayPal account, shetauretreat@aol.com. That is shetauretreat@aol.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Shetau Netzer worship program. On behalf of Sita Ma, Dr. Moeta Ashby, and Sita Da, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Shetau Netzer, I am Shem Tut Aku Aset Mahat, along with Shem Zeket. And we wish you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Sena, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing prayer.
Ama suin panate, saukis suimentin panate, al tuanama, kedi paharu. Give thyself to the divine, keep thou thyself daily for the divine, and let tomorrow be as today. Hetep. Bibashem Zalko. Hetep.